702. Bruce is on Twitter at Bruce Business.
A reminder that you need to keep a beady eye on your insurance company, your insurance policy, and what you're signed up for, because they are prone to occasional changes in their T's and C's. And if you're not paying attention, you may fall foul of new decisions that they make. And when it comes time to claim, you could say, find yourself with an insurance company that says, no, we don't cover that anymore. Reports today that two big short-term insurers in Santam and Hollard are pulling their existing cover for grid failure in the light of, in the light of a surge in load shedding. Christelle Coleman is chief executive, the founder of AME Underwriting Managers, an entrepreneur in the insurance sector who knows it backwards and inside out. What is this grid cover? What would it have provided here, Christelle?
Bruce, I must just say, I did not expect when I started talking to the media in 2010 about insurance and load shedding that we would sit here 13 years later and still talk about it. It's just unbelievable. But I think I just want to start this conversation to say that we have to make sure that we understand there's a big difference between a national grid failure exclusion that the large insurers are all starting to move on right now, as you mentioned, but not most of the industry for that fact, and load shedding and, you know, freezer contents cover and that sort of thing. It's two separate issues and two separate conversations. National grid failure is, as we know, it's when the lights go off and we're off for 2, 3, 4 weeks and nothing moves in this country. And what the international reinsurance market has said, and I know this for a fact because I've just gone through a very large reinsurance placement for my business, is that they are very nervous about this and they won't cover it. So they expect the local insurers to bring in the exclusion, and that's what we're starting to see filtered through. Should we get nervous? Well, I think we should all get nervous about the prospect of national grid failure. And at that point in time, whether your insurance policy will pay out would probably be one of your lesser challenges to worry about. Yes, I just wanted to make that point. So we have national grid failure as an exclusion, and then we have the rest of the conversation around, are you covered for power surge claims as a result of load shedding?
Okay, but this is about national grid failure. So this is the issue where Santam and Hollard are saying, no, our reinsurers, the insurers that insure the insurers, are saying, we're not going to cover you for national grid failure. This is sending the strongest signal yet that there is a very high risk, or there is a perceived risk that this could happen, and this is not something that the global insurance industry is prepared to pay for. That is a very stark warning, and should be a stark warning to all of us.
Mm. Well, you know, what I found was there were two main themes with the international reinsurers. The one was national grid failure, and the other one was how do we manage inflation risk? So, you know, obviously in Europe, they are quite used to, they're not used to inflation risk. In South Africa, we are. So as a whole, we've had to contend with two big issues. But national grid failure is something that that could change the insurance landscape quite significantly. But it's not the first time in the South African history that we've had to deal with a risk that has become that is becoming uninsurable. And that is, if we go back to the late 70s, with the political uprisings at the time when the Sasria company was formed, when insurance companies said that they can't carry that risk anymore. It's not sudden, unforeseen. It's a risk that is bound to happen because of the political instability in the country. And at that time, Sasria was formed. And I went to do a bit of research because I was really excited about speaking to you tonight. And I went to look at the United States and their markets. And some of the sort of trends happened around flood insurance. You know, flood insurance became uninsurable in the United States. Earthquake insurance. And they formed these government-funded insurance facilities that would help clients when big events like that would take place. So I think the question and what we're hearing from the industry experts and the people that we have lots of conversations about this in the industry is that where do we stand as an industry and how are we going to pick up the potential risk of national grid failure? And on top of that, the increased frequency of load shedding claims, will insurance companies start pulling back and say, we can't insure this anymore because it's becoming a risk that is too frequent and not unforeseen and sudden anymore? So it is becoming more pressurized, this environment around claims as a result of load shedding.
Insurance entrepreneur Christel Coleman, thank you. Chief Executive and Founder of AMI Underwriting Managers, global insurance or reinsurance companies look at our load shedding problem and say it's actually too big for them to handle.